Well, Jason, I've got to tell you, you're pretty much everything this company is looking for in an entry-level candidate.
Great.
Your resume isn't quite what we're used to, but you've got a fantastic work ethic.
Thank you.
And I'm impressed by how you carry yourself.
So, should we talk about the job?
What? The job? Oh, sorry. Yeah, I have no way of recruiting or even meeting you. This interview didn't happen.
It may sound ridiculous, and that's because it kind of is. There's a huge pool of talent your company is missing out on. Meet the grads of life. Who are they? Talent worth knowing about. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
Man, we really could have used him.
Don't miss out on a resource many innovative companies have already discovered. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
My name is Dale Pazinski. I'm 19 years old, and this is how I live United. I've always been kind of a computer geek, and I found a way to use those skills to help the homeless in my community. For people facing hard times, computer skills and a basic resume are so important. It may seem like a small thing, but it makes a huge difference in people's lives. So with United Way, I created a program where I work with the homeless. Together, we go through their whole job history, write a resume, and then save it on their very own USB drive. We provide workbooks and training certificates. I even budgeted for cupcakes so we can celebrate as a class when one of our people gets a job. That's huge. When somebody says, "Hey man, that job that you helped me apply for, I got it." That's what living United feels like to me. My name is Dale Pazinski. I help people achieve financial independence. So I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org, brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
When you combine sports wagering, insights, and laughs, you get Wagertainment. Only on 1300 The Bet.
Your edge over the sports books.
Baltimore's home for Wagertainment.
Third and six. Quinnen Williams tripped him up, but he's still going and heaving it down the field. Wide open is Worthy. Unbelievable play by Mahomes.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
Just a moment for the song. One of the greats. I don't know if I can list the lyrics. Probably not. International Players Anthem. Good stuff. Yes, as Tyler writes in our chat, the one good Xavier Worthy play from his career. I'll tell you what, a lot of Cyrus Allen hype right now at Kansas City Chiefs training camp. Fifth-round rookie receiver out of Cincinnati. For those of you that have fantasy football drafts going on right now, last-round pick, I'm just telling you, because I read all this stuff. Cyrus Allen. Cyrus the Virus for the Kansas City Chiefs. Remember that name, making tons of plays at Kansas City Chiefs training camp. Our friend Mike Sando from The Athletic is going to join us on the show in a moment to talk about his quarterback tears column that dropped a couple days ago from the New York Times and The Athletic. And when Mike joins us, I was very, very happy to see. And I 100% agree with this. And we have seen a lot of quarterback rankings recently from people that don't believe this to be true. That Patrick Mahomes is still the best quarterback in the league. Mahomes sits atop Mike Sando's quarterback tiers for the 2026 season in his polling of anonymous scouts, general managers, coaches, etc. Patrick Mahomes is number one. It feels like the consensus has become, and ask yourself this question, you the person watching and listening. Who would you say right now is the best quarterback in the league? I get into arguments with friends on a pretty regular basis about this. And like friends of mine, not just who don't work in sports, that do work in sports. It seems like most people believe that Josh Allen has surpassed Patrick Mahomes and that Josh Allen is now the best quarterback in the National Football League. And look, we're splitting hairs to a degree because Josh Allen is absolutely spectacular. He's great. But I do feel like collectively, we, as a football public, are sleeping on Patrick Mahomes. I understand that last season was a disaster. 6-11, torn ACL, and even prior to Mahomes tearing the ACL, the Chiefs were not going to go to the playoffs. I get it that you want to ding Mahomes a little bit for that. He's no longer a unanimous tier one quarterback in Mike Sando's tiers. I get it. He's also been to 5 Super Bowls already, and he's won 3. And for a long time has been consensus the number one ranked quarterback. And I think he's the best. And I'll always go back to the Rashee Rice quote. After the Chiefs beat the Bills in the playoffs, now your question will be which time, because it's happened a billion times. The game in Buffalo a couple years ago, the Chiefs went into Buffalo and beat the Bills, and then they would go on to beat the Niners the second time in the Super Bowl in the Mecole Hardman overtime touchdown. So the Kansas City goes into Buffalo and beats the Bills in the postseason. Remember, the thought there was, well, Buffalo's got them now. Game's it in Western New York. Now the Bills will beat them. And, of course, that didn't happen. And after the game, Rashee Rice was asked about it, about Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. And Rashee Rice kind of incredulously goes to the reporter, well, yeah, Pat's better than Josh. That's it. And kind of shook his head as if to be like, you idiot. Of course that's why we won. And he's right. This is not meant to be anti-Josh Allen. Josh Allen, as it stands right now, if his career continues to this trajectory, is going to the Hall of Fame on the first ballot. And I think that Josh Allen's chances of getting to and winning a Super Bowl went up when the Bills fired Sean McDermott. I think, you know, we had bang your head against the wall only so many times. It's not meant to be anti-Josh Allen. Josh Allen's amazing. I'm a Giants fan. I would love for Josh Allen to be the quarterback of my favorite team. He's so good. But he's not Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in the league. And I'm happy to see him in that perch atop Mike Sando's quarterback tiers. A couple other interesting notes from the tiers. Jalen Hurts' rank is 17. 17 out of 32. This is coming off, you know, 2 seasons ago when Jalen Hurts won Super Bowl MVP and the Eagles dominated the Chiefs in Super Bowl 59. And a couple of years removed from that of Jalen Hurts and the Eagles offense putting 35 points on the Chiefs defense and only losing because the Philly defense couldn't stop the Chiefs at all in that game. Jalen Hurts outplayed Patrick Mahomes in that Super Bowl and would have won Super Bowl MVP if the Eagles defense would have been able to do anything in that game. Jalen Hurts all the way down to 17. Really? Do we feel like the Jalen Hurts disrespect has gone a little too far? Because I think it has. Here are quarterbacks 10 through 17 on Mike Sando's quarterback tiers. And again, this is via polling of scouts, general managers, and coaches. Jordan Love, 10. Brock Purdy, 11. Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, Trevor Lawrence, and Jalen Hurts. We sure about that? We sure that Jalen Hurts should be this far down? Given the fact that he won us, and yes, like the run game is great, and the defense was spectacular. Also, he was the MVP, and a couple seasons prior would have been the Super Bowl MVP if the Eagles could have stopped the Chiefs like once in that game. Hurts would have been Super Bowl MVP. 17th. Last season in Philadelphia, and by the way, the Eagles like won the division. They won the NFC East. They hosted a playoff game. They lost the game. But it's not like they went 5-12 and missed the postseason. They won the division. They won the division. It was not a great year for Hurts. There was a schism, obviously, with A.J. Brown that led to A.J. Brown getting traded to the New England Patriots. Led to the ousting of offensive coordinator Kevin Petullo. Disgrace to Italians. And we are really, I'm not advocating for Jalen Hurts to be in a tier of quarterbacks with Mahomes, Josh Allen, Matthew Stafford, and Joe Burrow. I'm not making that argument. But this idea that Jalen Hurts is behind Trevor Lawrence and Sam Darnold and Baker Mayfield and Jared Goff and Jordan Love, like, I'm sorry, like, I'm not with that. It's wildly disrespectful to Jalen Hurts. I'm not an Eagles fan. I'm a Giants fan. But I want to call it like I see it. The disrespect for Jalen Hurts has reached either a new high or a new low, depending on how you want to define it. 17th for a super guy, won the Super. I could have two rings already. Goes to the playoffs every year. Now I can be wrong about this, right? Because we'll see how this looks. There's no, and I've said this multiple times over the course of the offseason. There is zero excuse for Jalen Hurts this year to not play well. AJ Brown's gone. Can't use that excuse anymore. I don't think it's an excuse. I think it was viable. But like I can't say it anymore. Like the Eagles need to trade AJ Brown. They did. Can't blame Kevin Petullo anymore. He's no longer there. Sean Mannion's calling the plays. Draft Mekhi Lemon in the first round. And just to get this in there, Mekhi Lemon is dealing with a hamstring right now at training camp and was dealt with a hamstring basically this whole offseason. That's not great for the Eagles offense. We can monitor that. Eli Stowers, the second round tight end, is really more of a pass catcher. Devontae Smith looks ready to make the leap. Dallas Goddard's back. Dontavian Wicks via trade and extension. No excuse for Jalen Hurts not to play well this year. If he doesn't, then yeah. 17, 18, 19, 20, sure, we can have that conversation. But the fact that we've gone this far with Jalen Hurts to me is crazy. And I would be willing to bet, and I will, with my own money, because I think the Eagles are going to be really good this year, and I think Hurts is going to have a big season, with Mannion now running the show, with A.J. Brown now in Foxborough, with these weapons that they've got, with a healthier offensive line, Saquon Barkley in the backfield, I think Jalen Hurts is going to have a big bounce back year. And we will look back on this, and not just this, not just this quarterback rankings, but the way a lot of us are talking about Jalen Hurts or viewing Jalen Hurts, we will look back on it and say, what the hell was everybody thinking? What were we thinking? You better you bet on this Thursday. Nick Costos and you here on Westwood One Sports. My last note on the quarterback tiers, and Mike Sando should be joining us in a few minutes here on the show. So I will read the entirety of tier two for everybody. So tier one, first, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Matthew Stafford, Joe Burrow. Just the idea that Matthew Stafford is like as good as Josh Allen is crazy. He's not. That's fine, though. One MVP, quarterback right now for the best team in the league. Tier two, Lamar Jackson no longer in tier one. We'll see how that ages as the season goes along. Justin Herbert, Dak Prescott, Drake May. I got no issues with that. Goff, Love, Purdy, Caleb, Jaden Daniels, Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, Trevor Lawrence, Jalen Hurts. Now here's tier three. Bo Nix. All the Bo Leavers out there are very upset by this. How could you have Bo Nix in tier three? The fact that he's not that good. He's got an elite offensive line and elite defense in Sean Payton. I'm fine with Bo Nix's placement here. Aaron Rodgers, I think Rodgers is a little too high. 42 years old, doesn't want to get hit. We'll see what happens when the games start. CJ Stroud, who I think actually is properly in tier three at this point, given how poorly the playoffs went last year. Daniel Jones, Bryce Young, Kyler Murray, Jackson Dart, Cam Ward, Tyler Shuck, Tua Tagovailoa, Kirk Cousins. And just to get it in, tier four, Malik Willis, Geno Smith, Deshaun Watson, Michael Penix Jr., Jacoby Brissett, J.J. McCarthy, Shedeur Sanders. So just for everybody who thinks that Michael Penix should start for the Falcons this year over Tua, just consider that NFL coaches and decision makers have Deshaun Watson rated above Michael Penix. And I was a Penix guy heading into last season. The thing that fascinates me in the third tier of quarterbacks via our friend Mike Sando is the back-to-back-to-back of last year's rookies, who this year obviously will be second-year quarterbacks, Jackson Dart, Cam Ward, Tyler Shuck. You can make the case, because we don't have the answer yet on any of these guys. Like, I think we had the answer on Jaden Daniels, for instance, after his rookie year. You don't always have the answer, though. Like, Caleb Williams last year was a projection. He was great, but it was a projection. Drake May, I thought he was going to be really good. I bet the Patriots to make the playoffs, but it was a projection. We don't always have the answer after 1 year. We can think we have the answer, but we don't know for sure. We definitely do not have the answer on any of those three quarterbacks. Dart, Ward, Shuck. You can think one or all of them will be great, but you don't know. We're not going to know until the game start. And it's one of the things I argue with my friends, with about the my friends that are Giants fans, who are convinced that Jackson Dart's awesome. I'm not, and I think that's reasonable. It's like if you like the Titans this year, you're banking on Cam Ward being great. Maybe you're right about that, but he wasn't last year. We don't know how it's going to go with Brian Daboll now calling the shots. And there's a lot of optimism around the New Orleans Saints and second-year quarterback Tyler Shuck with Kellen Moore. Would it really shock anybody if Shuck, I'm not going to say too many more words that sound like that. I'd like to keep my job. Would it shock anyone if Tyler Shuck came back down to earth this season? 40th pick in last year's draft. Way older than the usual second-year quarterback in the National Football League. I don't think he's going to be bad, but he might be. We have no idea. And how many of those three quarterbacks, Dart, Ward, Shuck, do you think will be very good this season? I have what I believe is a contrarian opinion on these three quarterbacks. And I will first ask you this question. Out of those three, which of them, Jackson Dart, Cam Ward, Tyler Shuck, is the least likely to be really good this season? The least likely to have a really good season. My answer to that question is Cam Ward. And it's because of the infrastructure in Tennessee. I don't trust Robert Saleh. I did it last time he was a head coach with the New York Jets, and I really, really, really regretted it. I'm not buying into it with Robert Saleh. I'm not buying into it with Brian Daboll, who doesn't have Josh Allen. Cam Ward's not Josh Allen. I like Jackson Dart's infrastructure better with John Harbaugh as the head coach. And I know that the Titans drafted Carnell Tate and they signed Wandale Robinson. I get it. The Titans also, of those three teams, have the worst offensive line, and it's not close. I don't like what Cam Ward's got in terms of line and coaching staff. I think Jackson Dart has a better coaching staff and offensive line, and Tyler Shuck certainly has a better offensive line and coaching staff than Cam Ward. So of those three, make me pick two of the three this year to have successful seasons. Give me Jackson Dart and give me Tyler Shuck. More You Better You Bet on the other side on this Thursday on Westwood One Sports.
Cleveland can't figure out its quarterback situation. Said just about everybody for the last quarter century. And this year, questions keep coming. Shedeur Sanders or Deshaun Watson? Those are the options in Cleveland.
You are a factory of sadness!
Westwood One Sports.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's no secret, today's diesel isn't as good as it should be. Diesel lacks lubricity. That can lead to fuel system failure, costing thousands in repairs. But you can prevent those issues with Hotshot Secret products. Clean injectors, boost cetane, increase fuel economy while adding four times more lubricity than the leading competitor. Claims proven by real-world use and confirmed by third-party ASTM testing. Available nationwide at truck stops, farm and automotive stores, and online at HotshotSecret.com. Hotshot Secret. Powered by science.
Are you an adult with uncontrolled moderate to severe Crohn's disease symptoms and still packing a backup bag of clothes just in case? Skyrizi Risankizumab Riza can help you take control of your Crohn's. Feel significant symptom relief, including less abdominal pain and fewer bowel movements at 4 weeks. Plus, Skyrizi is proven to help people achieve remission and visibly improve damage of the intestinal lining. Individual results may vary. Skyrizi is a prescription injection medicine. Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines. Liver problems leading to hospitalization may occur when treated for Crohn's. Crohn's. Ready to take control of your Crohn's? Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one prescribed biologic in Crohn's disease.
Control is everything to me.
Learn more at SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI. Whoa.